The Israel Report with Rolien Marx.
Rolien Marx, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. I tell you, this week has felt like a year. How are you doing?
I'm doing very, very, very well. And I just want to tell you that last night was probably one of the most emotional evenings I've had in a very long time. I'm not embarrassed to tell you that I was pretty much moved to tears by seeing the Kikar Rabin, the Iria, lit up in the Lebanese flag. What was your take on it?
Well, I had a very, very similar reaction to you. It was profoundly moving and emotional to see this show of support. And as Tel Aviv Mayor Ron Huldah said, you know, humanity transcends politics. And it is a reaction that has been taken very, very well by the majority of Israelis, barring a few who said, you know, that this is just another reason why we're proud to be Israeli. It got a fortune of coverage in the news, including the mainstream media. I noticed first thing this morning, the Daily Mail, which is one of the largest online publications in the world, goes out globally, giving coverage to this, a lot of coverage on social media, as you can expect. A profoundly moving moment, made even more so by the fact that Lebanon is regarded by Israel as an enemy country. We're still technically in a state of war. And there were elements in the government who said, you know, you're raising the flag of an enemy country in the heart of Tel Aviv. But the message was simple. You know, we're not in a wartime scenario. We're in a grave humanitarian crisis for the Lebanese people. Over 300,000 people now displaced. They've lost their homes. They've lost their livelihoods as that blast just decimated through various suburbs. And, the response, many people messaged me and said, you know, the Lebanese are not going to do the same for us. Well, you know, no, they're not. And the response by many on social media has been quite hostile. Some even tweeting, we will light up Tel Aviv with our missiles. While there have been a few, you know, preferring to remain anonymous, who've said, you know, that they hope for a time where there will be peace. But, you know, despite the reaction of hostility, I'm proud that we did this. I'm proud to be Israeli. I'm proud that, you know, we can take a step back and say, you know what, and exactly as the mayor of Tel Aviv said, it's our humanity that counts. A lot of people have asked me about aid and what is happening. And at the moment, we are in negotiations with the United Nations. The special envoy, Nikolai Mladenov, he's been speaking via defense and diplomatic channels, you know, how we can get aid in. And so far, the agreement is that, you know, we'll treat any UN UNIFIL soldiers at the United Nations Interim Forces in Lebanon. Their soldiers and foreign nationals will be evacuated to Israel. One of the doctors from Ziv Medical Center, an Arab-Israeli doctor, an extraordinary doctor, Dr. Zalman Sadek, imploring the Lebanese, saying, please, please let us treat your wounded. Let us help your people. If you don't, you will just, this will just become another terror attack by Hezbollah. Very strong words there. And he is a doctor that was instrumental in helping to treat Syrians that the RDF managed to bring in for medical treatment during Operation Good Neighbor. So all of Israel's hospitals have said anyone who needs to come from, as a result of the blast from Lebanon into Israel for care, for treatment, for triage, for whatever they need, we will take care of them. Another Israeli NGO called Smart Aid, they have said they will fly in personal protective equipment, ventilators, medical items for burn victims, general supplies for injuries and solar lights, along with more equipment. They are collecting around the world in warehouses in the United States, in Canada, and in Australia. We still have no word whether or not Lebanon will accept the aid, whether they will approve the aid. But, you know, this is Israel. We are standing ready to help in this humanitarian crisis. It's not the first time we've done this. We've sent aid to countries that we've had no formal diplomatic ties with. We're very, very quick to mobilize. We've even offered Iran aid in times of crisis, whether it be humanitarian or natural disaster. Of course, in recent years, our work with Syria, and also during any kind of wartime scenario that we have here with us in Gaza, we will always set up a field hospital and evacuate people from the strip. You know, unfortunately, in those circumstances, it is Hamas that prevents any civilians coming to get Israeli aid. Also, updates coming in. French President Emmanuel Macron is in Lebanon at the moment. He was walking around areas affected by the blast, and there were many Lebanese chanting, you know, please get rid of our government. I think it's quite a statement when there are Lebanese preferring to welcome in colonialism from France rather than their own government. French rescue or search and rescue and recovery personnel who are on the ground as well have said, you know, we do hope to find some people still alive. And there have been accounts of people that have been found alive. Please, you know, God, there are many more. In the meantime, the Lebanese say that they will start an investigation. They have taken a number of port officials into house arrest. And it looks like this could be ammonium nitrate that was stored by Hezbollah. And who knows, will this be the harbinger that will turn the tide on Hezbollah? We can only hope.
I want to just butt in there and ask you something, because I read an opinion piece this morning by someone called Yossi Melman, who said this actually makes the situation that much more dangerous for Israel, because when Hezbollah is feeling threatened, the way that it'll try to save itself will be by attacking Israel, and it is more vulnerable now than it ever has been. What is your feeling on that?
My feeling is that that's a very, very correct assessment. But remember, all that Hezbollah needs to do is pick up the phone to Iran, and whatever they need will be supplied to them. This is not the first time that Hezbollah have stockpiled vast quantities of highly, highly explosive or flammable ammonium nitrate. They did this in London. They did this in Argentina, and we saw the effects with the Amir bombing. It's also not the first time that Hezbollah have threatened Israel and said, you know, we have the explosives and we will use them. And this is why many countries around the world are starting to ban Hezbollah as a terror organization. And let's hope that many more follow suit after this profoundly dangerous incident. But yeah, you know, any time that these terror organizations feel that they're losing the street or their credibility with the street is under threat, you know, Israel is normally the first that they threaten. Although things are still tense on the border, and nobody wants an escalation right now.
Rolene, Israel may open its skies. Is that actually the case?
Yes, we are making the moves towards opening our skies, hopefully on the 16th. So the government is in discussions at the moment about how exactly we do this, you know, who goes to green countries, if we go to red countries. What we will be doing is setting up a testing station at Ben-Gurion Airport. I presume this is for anybody hoping to travel, because you will be asked in whatever country that you travel to provide some kind of certification that you are COVID-free. Coupled with that, the defense minister, who's also the alternate prime minister, Benny Gantz, has announced that we will be starting human trials on a possible vaccine next month, as soon as the Chagim are over. So that's a very positive move by Israel. And, you know, we're not saying that the vaccine is going to come from Israel. So we haven't found the cure, people. But what we're saying is that we have a partnership with an American company that is headed by an Israeli, and we are going to start those human trials.
Rolene Mark, Shabbat Shalom to you. Thank you for your contribution this week. And before you go, I want to put a smile on your face, because it brought a smile to mine. This is from Austin, who says as following: great music this afternoon, Simon. And now for Rolene, what an afternoon. So there you go, Rolene.
Well, it definitely put a it definitely put a smile on my face. And Austin, you know I'm going to have to dip into the McCallum.
There you go. We're going to leave it there, Rolene. Cheers, and back with me on Monday.
Absolutely, and that puts a smile on my face. Shabbat shalom, everybody. God bless.